We're wrapping up our discussion on the first verse of Surah Banu Israel, which is also the first verse of the 15th juz of the Quran Kareem. Yesterday we had discussed the hadith of Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu an, where he questioned Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam about which masjid was built first, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam told him it was Masjid al-Haram, and then it was Masjid al-Aqsa, and there was a 40-year gap between the two. We spoke about the view of Mujahid, that is the great Mufassir Mujahid rahmatullah alayhi, that the spot of the Kaaba was already identified by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala some 2000 years before the earth was created, and it goes right down to the seventh strata, to the seventh earth, and then Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam had built Masjid al-Aqsa after Masjid al-Haram was built. And this is all part of the discussion around Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentioning in this verse, إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ الْأَقْصَى الَّذِي بَارَكْنَا حَوْلَ, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taken to Masjid al-Aqsa, the entire precincts of which were considered to be holy and to be virtuous and to be full of blessings. And then we discussed the end of the verse, إِنَّهُ لِنُرِيَهُ مِنْ آيَاتِنَا, Allah showed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from his majestic signs on the journey of Mi'raj, إِنَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ, but Allah is the original year and seer. You can only year and see what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants you to year and see. Now, we come to the discussion about when the Mi'raj took place. There's a variety of views. Some say it took place 6 months before the Hijrah. Aisha radiallahu anha says that Khadija radiallahu anha passed away before Salah was made compulsory. So it means the Hijrah took place after Khadija radiallahu anha passed away, because that is when Salah was made compulsory, during the journey of Mi'raj. Then Imam Zuhri says that the demise of Khadija radiallahu anha took place 7 years after Nubuwa. So it's around the seventh year, or after the seventh year. It could not have been before the seventh year, because Salah only became compulsory after her demise. Those are different views. Then there are those who say 5 years after Nubuwa. Ibn Ishaq says Mi'raj took place at the time when Islam had spread throughout the tribes of Arabia generally. Some say that it took place 18 months after Nubuwa. More common is that it took place in the 10th year of Hijrah, after the boycott in the valley of Abu Talib, in the year that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had lost Khadija radiallahu anha and Abu Talib. Which date, which month, okay, a variety of views again. But the more common view is that it was on the 27th night of Rajab. And that's the night usually when you would hear talks on Mi'raj, etc. But there's no significance, there's no special significance to that night. It doesn't mean the journey wasn't significant. But to have specific significance to a particular night, there has to be then something which was established from the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba, and that is not the case here. So, okay. That is what, in terms of the date. Now, when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam returned, there was an interesting thing that took place. The Mushrikeen were not hesitant. They outright denied that this was possible. They started rebuking Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and mocking him and scoffing him. And they went to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, who was at that time still not aware of what had transpired. And they went to him and they said that this is what your friend sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, if indeed he said that, then he must be truthful, because I've believed him on many other matters. That's when he was given the title As-Siddiq. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was able to describe to them a caravan that was en route back to Makkah, which he could not have otherwise described, because he was there the day before and he was there the next day in Makkah. He was able to describe to them Masjid al-Aqsa, and he had never been to Masjid al-Aqsa. Those were evidence, those were proofs that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had physically undertaken the journey. Now, tomorrow we'll talk about how an incident played out with Hiraqal, and how Abu Sufyan tried to use Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's claim of Mi'raj to paint a negative picture of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and how that actually played in favor of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we'll talk about that tomorrow, inshallah.